Yes, God was pleased with the prayer of Solomon that we heard in the first reading. Solomon prayed for a wise and shrewd heart. He prayed for discerning judgment to distinguish between what is good and what is evil. And you know, that's exactly what Jesus' parables in our gospel today are all about. So, let's make Solomon's prayer our own right now. Pray with me. Yes, Father, we pray for wise hearts. We pray for discerning judgment, to be able to distinguish between what is good and what is bad for our souls and for the world. Enlighten us with your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of right judgment. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And so Jesus continues to open his mouth today in parables, teaching us about his favorite topic, the kingdom of heaven. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls." We can picture this merchant going from town to town in this relentless search, going from market to market. He's a real professional. He has a discerning eye. He knows the comparative value of pearls. He has the hope that he is going to find one that exceeds all of his professional expectations. And when he finally does find that pearl, he sells everything he has and he buys that pearl. Now, many of us, when we hear that parable, may immediately identify the kingdom of heaven with the pearl of great value. And so it is. But Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like the merchant who searches. So as I said last week, the kingdom of heaven is process. It's not only the pearl, but it's the search for the pearl. And at the risk of stating the obvious, that naturally means one doesn't find the pearl without the search. The how of the finding isn't more important than the watchfulness and the eager search. And so the parable begs of us the question, are we eagerly searching for the kingdom of heaven? Each one of us. Is that our great life's quest? The worth of the pearl is measured by the continual effort of the search. And so, if the kingdom of heaven is of any worth to us, if it's of any value to us, are we actively searching for it? As Jesus says elsewhere in Scripture, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." But listen again. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like the merchant in search. And so that tells us there is joy in the journey. That we can taste the kingdom of heaven in the process of the search. As the great 14th century doctor of the church, St. Catherine of Siena, said, "All the way to heaven is heaven, because Jesus said, 'I am the way.'" But one thing is for sure and certain. The kingdom of heaven, we learn from the parables today, is not something that is just handed to us. Like, for example, when we die. The kingdom of heaven isn't found by staying in bed, so to speak. We have to get up and do something to find the kingdom of heaven. And for that search to commence, then, That is why we need to pray for wise hearts. We need discerning judgment to know that the treasure of the kingdom of heaven is worthy of the effort of our search. We need to have a heart wise enough to recognize that the kingdom of heaven that we search for is worth more than everything we have. I am so challenged by the words of St. Paul to the Christians at Philippi, where he says this, "I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish that I may gain Christ." Well, church, if we cannot say that, then we have not yet found the treasure, and we have to continue to search actively for it. Everything depends on our discernment of the worth of the kingdom of heaven. And that is why the last of Jesus' parables today is about the last judgment. There, Jesus is the fisherman, and he throws out his dragnet and drags in from the lake all the fish. We are the fish. And he sits on the shore, judging and separating the good fish from the bad fish. Because you see, Jesus has a discerning eye. He can recognize the heart that has loved him ardently enough to search diligently for him and to live for him. That is a pearl, a treasure, that is worth an eternity to Jesus. How tragic are those fish found to be worthless, that are thrown away, who did not have the wisdom and discrimination to search for what is truly valuable. Indeed, that is cause for weeping and gnashing of teeth. Eternal regret at having put all of one's eggs into the wrong basket. This is so important that is why Jesus says at the end of the gospel today to his disciples and to us, "Have you understood all this?" As Jesus promises, "Seek and you will find." Amen.
Amen.